Thank you everyone for joining. I think we always start off with our good friend Carrie in the roll call.
Good morning. I do want to say that John Pestrovic is here in present. So he was the lucky one that showed up in the in person today. When I call your name, if you can announce here, Thomas Witz,
Here.
Nick Vale. I see a Nick Vale on here, and I'm not sure who he's with. This is Federal Highway. Okay. Nick Hall. David Broderhausen. He's here. Holly Trevino.
Here.
And Holly, who are you with?
I'm a grants manager for the
What?
city.
Oh, the city. Thanks. Lori Van Hook.
Present.
Mackenzie May.
Here.
Nate Hahn.
Here.
Steve Raleigh. Cinda Phillips. Is there anyone I'm missing? I didn't call your name. Okay, I believe we have everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Carrie. Minutes have been circulated. Hopefully, everyone's had a chance to review. If so, any corrections or comments? If not, entertain motion to approve.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Didn't think so. Old business project update.
All right, this is Pam, and I'll start with the local projects on the Indiana side. City of Evansville, Walnut Street, Phase 3. That project was let for bid and awarded in February of this year. And the pre-construction meeting was held and a preliminary submittals prior to the construction activities to begin. Those submittals have been made. Looking at Vanderbilt County projects, Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to St. George, the environmental document is being drafted and is on track for submittal to NDOT in June of this year. Wimberg Road Bridge, a PE contract has been awarded to Beam Longest and Neff. Moving across the river to the Kentucky projects, Wathen Lane, Henderson Municipal Gas is in the process of relocating the gas mains along that corridor, and we're hoping to find out if a letting has been scheduled and hopes for this year sometime in June. And that is it for our project updates, and I will pass it on to an NDOT representative to talk about theirs. That said, I don't know that I saw Matt Burr.
I didn't see
Matt
anyone come
Bullock
on.
on. Yeah.
Okay.
I can go ahead and read off what has been submitted. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to forward it on to anybody at NDOT. So we'll start off with the contract 44156, different bridge structure projects. Maintenance of traffic is in place and work has begun on the bridges, on the bridge. R39921, which is State Road 66 at Epworth Road, a temporary signal work at Grimm Road and State Road 66 is starting sometime in mid-May. We look at R39421. 66 at New Harmony Road, at West Mill Road, Happy is a Happy Road, and Detroit Road. Pre-construction meeting was held in April of this year. The next contract, R42753. The project was awarded to E&B Paving for a low bid of $13.4 million. B39367, bridge, a replacement of substructure over Plum Creek. Project was not awardable on the March letting and will be relet May 10th. So that would have been yesterday. B42876, final tracings were submitted with right-of-way and utility exceptions. B39418, project moved to a September of 2023 letting. R41410, a final field check to be scheduled for the end of May. R42748, project is bundled with contract R42748 and moved to a September 23 letting. Next is R42736. The letting was moved to February of 2024 due to design and additional setbacks on the project. R37845. They received stage three on the structure and revised U-turn length from Hillsdale. R44898, working on stage three plans, obtaining a utility, obtaining, I think there's a set of plans for identifying utility conflicts and relocations, and the contract has been separated from the original contract that was R42287, set up as a separate one. B44549, stage two files were submitted for review. R42287, work on stage three design is underway. East side intersection improvement projects have been moved to a separate contract. And a different contract, 42287, has been moved to the February of 2024 letting. 42728, preliminary field check was scheduled for May 10th, which was yesterday. R42199, it's in design development, and the letting is being moved to fiscal year 2025. And those are the updates that have been submitted.
Okay. Thank you, Pam, and thank you for covering for NDOT. Does anyone have any questions for Pam on her project update or anything that we can pass on to NDOT? If we don't, we can continue with Pam and move into new business, the TIP modifications.
We distributed two TIP modifications that have been processed. It's for informational purposes today. The first TIP modification was combining two contracts that had been currently in the TIP. And the second modification was moving some preliminary engineering from fiscal year 2022 to fiscal year 2023. So minor adjustments.
Agreed. It's nice to only see single lines there.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for that for Pam? If not, we're sticking with her. The Kentucky four-year target revisions?
Nate, before we move on to something that needs approval, I just wanted to note that Carrie Carmony George from Federal Highway is on right now. So. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so the next thing is adjustments to the KYTC four-year targets. The original targets were brought before the board on November 10th of 2022. Since that time, KYTC has done some additional evaluation and has opted to revise the targets that were presented before. The memo that I sent provides some of those target changes. It shows what it was originally and where it is now. The changes have been made to the interstate system, pavements in good and poor condition, as well as to the percent of pavements in poor and good condition on the NHS system. There were some revisions to bridge deck area conditions. And then there are some revisions to the system performance targets as well. The revisions are minor, but they do require your approval since we approved the original ones back in November of 2022.
Thank you, Pam. Any questions? If not, we can move forward with motions if people want to move forward.
This is Sean Hayden. I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Sean. We have a second.
I second the motion.
Okay. Thank you, David. Motion and a second. All those in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It passed. Let's keep moving on. The Evansville Henderson Urbanized Area Boundary Adjustments. Matt?
All right. That is me, yes. For each decennial census, the U.S. Census Bureau revisits regulations that they use to develop urban area boundaries. And changes in regulations for the 2020 census led to modifications of urban areas across the country, including our region. We received a map of those changes in the fall of 2022. After receiving the map, we conducted several meetings with local, state, and federal partners to discuss and review the 2020 Census Bureau designated urban boundaries and the appropriateness of the census boundaries to the transportation planning process. The census defined boundaries for 2020 separated the Evansville urban area and the Henderson urban area into two separate urban areas. This is a change from the single Evansville-Henderson urbanized area that we have had in place since the 1980s. Yeah, Amir, if you want to go to the green map, yes. So this is the boundary that we received from the census for the new urban area boundaries that separated Henderson and Evansville into two. Regulations do provide an opportunity for local and state agencies to fix and or adjust the census-defined areas as part of an adjustment process and submit an adjusted area to Federal Highway for consideration. So based on the fact that we've been working together for quite a while, we are, if you want to go to the blue map, yeah, suggesting, and actually go to the other blue map, yes. We are suggesting these changes to our urban area boundary to maintain a single Evansville-Henderson urban area for planning purposes moving forward. The one I sent you previously in the packets was slightly different. We've added Ellis Park because of the traffic generator that it is and the access point in between the two urbanized areas. So what we're requesting at this point is your approval to take this, move this forward for approval by KYTC, NDOT, and Federal Highway. And we will take any questions.
Thank you, Matt. And I appreciate the maps you guys are showing right now to see all the little small little pieces that were, for whatever reason, omitted. Does anybody have any questions for Matt or the team? If not, do we have a motion for approval?
Move to approve the map.
Thank you. We have a second.
I second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. One last item. Hopefully everyone read the 110 pages. of the document, the Vandenberg County Safety Action Plan, and Warwick County as well.
Hello, everyone. The bipartisan infrastructure law established the new Safe Streets for All discretionary program. This program funds regional, local, tribal initiatives through grants to prevent roadway deaths and serious injuries. The program requires an approved safety action plan to apply for demonstration or implementation grants. The Evansville MPO has prepared safety action plans for both Vandenberg and Warwick counties. Henderson County developed their own safety action plan last year, and GRAD was awarded a grant through the program to create a safety action plan that will include the city of Henderson. The Evansville MPO is committed to prioritizing safety in order to reduce the risk of death and serious injury that result from incidents on the transportation systems in the region. The plans identify locations on the local road network that have experienced high crash rates and crashes involving fatalities and incapacitated injuries, and outline strategies to help achieve Federal Highway's zero deaths vision. The data was analyzed at a countywide level using the 2016 to 2020 Indiana Crash Database ARES. This countywide level analysis was completed to determine locations that should be considered as focus areas. Additional detail and analysis are recommended beyond this countywide level plan for location-specific crash analysis. Stakeholder outreach included surveys and meetings in each county. Stakeholders included representatives from various city or county government agencies, law enforcement, fire departments, and emergency management agencies. Freight carriers were also engaged with the survey. State roads and intersections with state roads were not evaluated as part of this plan. Any comments that were received during the process on state roads were forwarded to NDOT, and NDOT was also present during the stakeholder meetings. The vision of the plan is to establish a safety-focused culture that promotes and implements towards zero-death strategies. The goals of the plan include encourage implementing proven safety solutions systemically to reduce fatal and severe crashes, improve the safety and security of the transportation system for all users, and support the NDOT state performance targets and their goal towards reducing fatalities from 862 in 2020 to 550 in 2042. The approval of these safety action plans will allow the local government agencies to apply for a Safe Streets for All demonstration or implementation grant. And copies are available of the full plan, even longer than 110 pages, if you would like them. We request your approval of the Vandenberg County Safety Action Plan and Warwick County Safety Action Plan. Please let me know if anybody has any questions.
Thank you, Brooke. Does anybody have any questions? Well, I'm going to ask one just for, because I think it's interesting. So the breakdown of types of crashes does not include anything for distracted drivers that I could tell. Am I right with that?
Okay. Sorry, I turned it off. That is in there as a primary factor. It just wasn't one of the top five that showed up on those lists. So in the data itself, distracted driving is in the data, the overall data, it's just not one of the top five that are shown on the analysis.
Okay. I saw it show up in but section G that has some of the solutions. So, okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering, does this, I looked at the draft and not the very large one, just the 110 page one, but does it include any specific improvement concepts for identified high crash locations, or is it just general countermeasures that could potentially be applied anywhere?
We have general countermeasures, and it's based on, there's an intersection section, and just, it kind of lists different scenarios. The Federal Highway proven countermeasures, we identify all of those. And we also have different strategies too, about kind of taking it a step further. Like I said, this is kind of done at a countywide level. So in order to really know which ones you need to implement at each specific location, you'd have to do an additional analysis that's more detailed than this. So we just kind of have included the countermeasures and everything as the tool set for them to use.
Okay, so that additional analysis, that's something that could be done through through a future grant that might be applied for once this is approved?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you for having a question. Anyone else with any questions? If not, we would entertain a motion for approval.
the motion.
Lori snuck in ahead of you, so we'll give Lori the motion. Thank you, Sean, for a second. All those in favor, signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It's a slow start, but we are reaching through this. So nothing under other business. Do we have anyone here for public comment? Okay. Upcoming meeting dates are on the agenda. Unless somebody has something for the good of the group, we'll call that an end. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a couple months.